It's Small Business Friday.
Let's face it, owning a business can be stressful. There's struggle, there's joy. It's one big roller coaster ride. At the end of the day, whether you're a one-person company or a company with over 200 employees, we've all got one thing in common. We're all here to beat the odds and succeed. And Joe and Elton are here to help. Here's your host, the sharpest dressed man in small business, Joe Tant, and everyone's favorite country boy businessman, Elton Hollis. This is the Small Business Friday podcast.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by The Nutrition Spot, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Coldwell Banker's Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.
Hey guys, hanging out on Small Business Friday with the star of the show, Mr. Elton Hollis. My name is Joe Tant. I'm just the brownie man at the moment. And we're hanging out with the 8th grade yo-yo champion of Louisiana, the guru, Mr. Travis.
Yeah. Good to be here. Thank you. Yes, sir.
We got some good stuff going on around here.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's a good day, and it's a good week, and it's a good month.
It is. Elton, yes, there is no recession in Southeast Texas.
No, we don't even know what that word means.
No. Not quite sure. That's a brownie loss.
We'll save recessions for hairlines and,
that's
and
right.
You know, and all that fun stuff.
Good right. Jorge hair going on today. Yeah. Jorge, shout out to you, my friend. Good hair day.
Going good right hair day. Man. Good that's exactly
Travis,
right.
Man, we need a few things.
Okay.
Number one, I know we got a ton of projects going on.
Mm-hmm.
We need people. We
yes.
need places for those people to stay.
That's right. That's right, man. I spoke with the real estate group this week, and we talked about how many people, the influx of people is coming in within a 50-mile radius. And there's not enough hotels or not enough apartments. Yes, they're building some, but, you know, we're talking now that this stuff could peak in 2 years at 100,000 people. 100,000 people.
Wow.
Now, we may have 40 or 50 working, but we still need 40 or 50 more. You know,
wow.
And it's not funny anymore.
No,
I mean, this,
right.
it's going to be,
right.
And what I do not, heaven forbid, I do not want to see is this job got put on hold because we couldn't find enough workers.
You right, know? Right. Elton, that's going to make Darcy sweat.
Yeah, no kidding.
Darcy, we bring in the people. Let's start selling some houses and booking some folks.
But, you know, that's a good point he made that we forget about all the time. And it's happened in the past. You know, we talked about what happened with the CEP project and some of the challenges that they had. Sometimes in the past, that's what happened. You didn't have enough people to push it forward. You didn't have mm-hmm. enough subcontractors to make this stuff happen. We have to learn from those mistakes that have been in the past and push those forward, because all of the models for project management and for project logistics, they are based on plug in and move forward, plug in and
that's
move
right.
forward.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting that, okay, let me just wait for a turnaround to complete before I start my turnaround.
Well, those days are gone.
That's right.
We're done with that.
That's the way it was in the 90s when I moved here. And the plants would actually gauge, you know, when their turnaround was, so the contractors had plenty of folks and they could sure. get it all done. But now we got 15 refineries between January and May that's going into major turnarounds on the Gulf Coast.
So if you don't know what a turnaround is for our small business owners, that is when a plant will lower its production down and work on all the little things that need to be tightened up. Let's replace some valves, let's replace some lining, some fittings, things like that. Stuff that Elton takes care of with the safety classes that he teaches. Mm-hmm. So it's very important because this is a long, drawn-out process, right? We don't do it in a day and a half.
And mm-hmm. here's the thing, too. It's just like, so same thing. You're at your house, you're placing a switch, electrical switch in your house. You know, you go over and you flip the breaker, right? Turn all the power off, reach in there, turn the switch. You're going to focus on what you're doing right there. You're not going to eat dinner and go play a game of volleyball and then come back. Your power's off.
Right.
Same thing with these refineries and these facilities. As soon as you shut that down to do the actual shutdown or turnaround maintenance, you are not making money. There is not gas flowing. There are not
that's
things
right.
happening like
million
this.
$1 million a day.
That's right.
Right? $1 million
yeah,
a day.
Yeah, easy. Right? Easy $1 million a day. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Elton,
sure
what can we look forward to? I mean, I know we've got stuff. We've talked about Port Arthur LNG coming up. Things are coming quick. OCI is in a continual.
Yeah,
they thought it was going to be done in October. They're still working on that turnaround and maintenance, right?
Yeah. And that's not just an OCI problem. That's every problem that's out there. You know, you look at the logistical issues that are just done on a daily basis of running a company that has a couple crews.
That's right.
You know, now you take that, you multiply it 100 times, and that's what you have, whether it's weather, whether it's people, whether it's stuff that's happened with supply chains, it is ready
to
roll.
This causes a supply chain issue too, right, Travis? Big time. You want to turn around, you need certain items.
Big time. We've got one solar farm that we're working on right now, getting the logistics together. And I thought, you know, I've never built one, but we got our arms wrapped around this booger bear. And we said, okay, we think we've got it. And then they called and said, oh, by the way, now when your panels come in, we'll be shipping 800 Sealand containers. I said, you mean 80? No, 800. I said, 800?
Where are we putting
800? Where am I going to put 800?
Yeah.
See? So a whole nother logistic nightmare and a whole nother company with giant forklifts just to offload it off the train or off the ship. And is it going to be stored at the Port of Beaumont, Port of Port Arthur? You know, so little things like that that jump out that we wasn't expecting. You know, we put together that big CHIRP report that showed $171 billion. Wednesday morning in Lake Charles, I talked for 15 minutes on projects that was not on that sheet.
$171 billion.
And, wow. And now 200 acres of land have been sold in Port Arthur, Texas, and a group from overseas coming to here to build a multi-billion dollar plant that we don't even know the name of it yet.
That's high quality, folks. Look, so this is what we're talking about. You never know what's going to happen. So when folks start talking about, oh, the economy, no, not here in Southeast Texas.
That's right.
I want you guys to have a positive outlook from a small business perspective. Remember, these folks need us to continue. We have to have a find a place for them to live.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get them fed. We got to go transportation.
We don't wash your car.
Yeah, exactly. Elton and I just got back from a road show in Las Vegas, and customer service was a premium there.
It really is. I was the first time in Vegas, you know, so you're dazzled by the lights and everything else, and Joe's level of intensity with just walking Woo-hoo! Down the street. But you know, that's the thing there. That's what they do. There's travel industry, and they work on customer service. And man, they are top notch. Same thing in your small businesses. You say, well, you know, we're not in industry, so we don't have to have the knowledge. We don't have to do all the training. Yeah, you still got to do the training, but it's taking care and problem solving. And customer service is the way you do that in small business. It ties into every single thing that you do.
And not to mention, Travis, a lot of folks are making wages, but they're also doing something called per diem.
Yes.
For our small business owners that may not understand what that is, can you give them a little love on what that is and what that entails?
Yeah, sure can. Most of the time when per diem is involved, they want you, if you live 50 miles or further away from the plant, they'll pay you $100 a day, $75 a day, maybe up to $120 a day just to show up and work all day long. So you're making your hourly wage, then you're making per diem. I mean, there's projects here in the Golden Triangle right now paying $120 a day per diem. Now, are you ready for this? You work 14 days on, 3 days off. When you show up after that 3 days off, they'll give you a $500 check just for showing back up.
Wow.
So it's really some new stuff coming out there that I had never heard of.
You got to be creative, right?
So that's right.
Here's what's happening. It's not that we don't have, that we have unskilled workers in the area. You know, you look at the three awesome colleges that we have working with the industrial folks Lamar State College, Port Arthur, Lamar State College, Orange, and LIT. They're getting the skills out there. Now you're just paying people just to, can you please show up to work?
That's right.
Let me throw some $300 bills at you.
That's right. Please come back, because it's got to where it got so bad at one of our local refineries years ago. You were out there. You was in purchasing, that people were leaving this company and going to work for that company on the same site. Yeah. And they came up and said, wait a minute. If you quit him to go to work here, you got to be off site for 30 days.
Yep.
So they had to put those rules in place to keep them from stealing, you know, a handful of gas. You know?
Absolutely.
So let's look 10 years in the future. From this point forward, I'm not seeing a slowdown.
No, I'm saying 15 years, okay? And you can correct me.
No, you're
right. I mean, we've got so many billions, you know, it'll take 15 years to get all that stuff done. Then what's going to happen? The digital world, all that stuff changes in 10 years, and they need new stuff. So the plants we just put online 5 years from now are already having to rework things to stay up with the times.
And the new thing, carbon capture, we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
Methane, that's a new thing coming around also.
That's right.
And carbon capture is going to be a big, massive project. We've already rented, leased, bought some land right off of the coast. So it should be good times to be able to put some things together.
ExxonMobil says carbon capture in the next 20 years will equal $4 trillion.
That's big, guys.
That's a big old capital T.
That hadn't got nothing to do with that $171 billion list we made up. See?
Good times, good times.
Yes, sir.
So, Travis, for the future of Southeast Texas, it's absolutely bright.
Absolutely tremendous.
And Elton, we have no slowdown. We need the workers.
No, we don't.
What advice would you give high school freshmen, being the 4 years away? What's the advice that we would give those folks right now, Elton?
A couple things. One, do your research about the local area. You know, what happens is, and I, it's funny you mention that because I'm working with that with the Leadership Beaumont team that I have. We talk to the BISD folks. We talk to the college folks. It's not the skills. It's not the smarts. We got some bright folks out there.
We do.
What it is there's a misconception about the refinery world. They think about that fence and they think, okay, if you work in a refinery, you got to be an operator. You're going to be a maintenance hand. You're going to be some type of supervisor.
Okay.
There are labs and lab positions. There are 27 different type of engineers that have.
Research.
There are biologists. Mm-hmm. There are chemists. There are, man, I am telling you, it is amazing. I think the last time I look at a list, and a, you know, this is not quoting this as accurate number, but this is close. There were 70-something different positions inside of a refinery, conservatively.
Well, when you get into office management, you're looking at HR, you're looking at front desk help, you're looking at AP, which is accounts payable, accounts receivable, all those different items. It takes a big bunch of folks, especially in the HR world, Travis, because you are doing those shutdowns and turnarounds. So you come in, you get laid off, you go to the next one, they bring you back, all that paperwork. Mm-hmm. There's drug testing going on. There's all the influx of.
And you look at the market that we have here. This is great, man. I know everybody, you know, price of eggs right now is excluded, but, you know, everything else, they leave and they go to Houston. Well, you go to Houston, and they've got the same kind of market that we have, sort of with the refinery and the industrial world. But what else do they have? It costs a whole lot more to live over there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's a lot more traffic. It's a lot more headache. Things like that are happening. You know, we have this here. Do we have quite the things to do in Houston? No, we're not near as big. But look at the things that are happening around here. People are taking better care of the stuff that's going out there. Mm-hmm. You look at the parks. You look at downtown Port Arthur, Beaumont. I mean, could you imagine 10 years ago that they would talk about possibly bringing in the Battleship Texas into Beaumont over there, into making that Neches River curve right there actually look like it's got some class and some, you know, those things, they wouldn't have been thought of.
Exactly.
People are stepping up to the plate now. Look, we're going to make this a good place to live, and we're going to make some money while we're doing it.
So let's talk about one of the items that we're going to be working on from a legislative prospect. We're going to be going to Austin at the end of February. It's called Golden Triangle Days in Austin. Mm-hmm. We're bringing together the Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange Chambers to go to Austin to speak to our local elected officials. Some of the context that we're going to be talking about, Travis, is infrastructure. We're actually having in a few days Art Thomas come from Texas Gas to speak about some of the infrastructure that's going on with them.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about waterways and ports. Larry and them are booming, right?
That's right.
A lot of stuff going on over there. We're going to be talking about education. If you don't know, this area has the Speaker of the House, Mr. Dave Phelan. We also have the Senator over education, which is Senator Brandon Crichton. Wow, that's pretty powerful, not to mention Senator Nichols is over transportation. So we're going to be discussing all the projects that have going on with TxDOT. We're going to get to the bottom of that.
That's your favorite subject.
We are going to get that going, folks. That's right. I want that project done, and if not, we're going to issue some new POs. So anyway, with that said, Travis, the ports, you're talking about bringing in some stuff for these solar panels.
Yeah.
800, that goes into a new logistic, right?
Sea land containers.
We got to have truck drivers to put them suckers on, right?
That's right.
You ship those kind of containers. What's involved with something like that?
That's what we talked about right before we started filming here is, excuse me, is hey, I get all choked up when I think about this exciting stuff.
I know.
Here's the deal. Is it's not
you smell
just,
money.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Yeah,
choking on the smell of money. Woo! But that's one of those things where it's not just one individual. You know, you look at the logistical challenges that lie in that. It's okay, we need the equipment to move this stuff. We need somebody to rig it up. And then we need to figure out how far is it going down the road. Are we going to put it on a flatbed? Or is it something where we're going to build a haul road over to the site? Those kind of things don't just affect one individual or one small company. Sometimes you need two or three of those.
That's right.
You think of the folk, New Wave Rigging, right down the road down here.
That's right.
Where do you know, or Lone Star, or any of those places that may not deal directly with a construction project, you have to reach out to them and say, look, we need a custom strap, or we need a custom lifting device. What can you guys help us out with?
Yeah.
Man, high quality, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. That's right, because they offload it off the ship, set it on land, then it's got to go from there to an 18-wheeler. Got to ship to the site, which will be west side of Beaumont. Yeah. But when it gets to the site, you got to have giant forklifts, same type of guys, because they got to be certified, you know, riggers. They got to offload it, set it down, then open the doors, and you got 1,000 5-foot square panels. You got to get them out, start stacking them where they go. Oh, not quite ready yet. You know, leave them in there.
Right.
But we don't have room on site, but maybe 10 sealant containers. So that's a constant run. You got trucks 24/7, always on the time clock, waiting to pick up and deliver. And there are guys out there doing the electrical fast as they can go.
Full-time process.
But they can only do it so fast.
And these are the crumbs that you're talking about.
Crumbs, 3-year, $500 million crumb that is not on that list called $171 billion.
So, folks, Travis has got a really great thing. You know, we talk about, oh, that's a $3 billion project, but can you talk a little bit about that? You know, we've talked about the crumbs of all different kind of projects.
Oh, yeah.
Let the folks know kind of what that's about.
Let me tell you about the crumbs of the parking rides. Everybody rides around and sees a bunch of cars parked in one place. Well, you know, we've got folks that are out there with a food truck in the morning. They get out at 4 o'clock in the morning cooking sandwiches or breakfast sandwiches or a ham and cheese sandwich with chips and a Coke. Here, take this bag, $10. Because you got 500 people getting on buses, going to the plant. They didn't have a chance to stop because they was running late. They go up there, they do that. Now, something I thought about just yesterday. We're going to take a good old boy, put him in a truck who can fix flats. How many flats would you have with 500 cars? People get in the afternoon. That guy shows up about 2 o'clock. He rides around. He finds 5 flat tires. He's there to take care of them when they get off the bus at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Because they don't want to change a tire.
No.
Hey, I can help you. See, that's crumbs. Then those guys leave there and they go down the road. They stop and buy groceries. They stop and buy gas. They go to Walmart and pick up some clothes for the next day. Or they go to Estelle's Cleaners, who's a member of our group, and they drop off their dirty clothes. And they're running $100 a week or $100 every other week on dirty clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got 10,000 people. It's going to be on one job. Why couldn't Estelle's go out to the job site, meet them at the gate, and pick up their clothes there?
Yeah.
See? Crumbs. It ain't got nothing to do with 1,000 people on site. You know, $100,000 worth of insurance. No.
It's the ancillary products that you've got, right?
That's right.
Somebody's got to get gas. Somebody's got to have tacos.
That's
and
right.
Brownies. That's
right. All the talk about crumbs. I knew you was over there.
That's right.
I'm telling you, Jason and Amber, I'm ready. We got to make some healthy brownies.
That's it.
The challenge is on, my friend.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And how many salespeople are going to call on that plant and go get those brownies and take them out there?
I like that.
See? To the job site.
Tied it all in brownies.
Let's just say it. Friday at noon, Lamar State College, Port Arthur. We're in the studio. You want to bring brownies.
That's right.
Elton's got a checkbook.
We shall taste them.
Absolutely. Travis, final word on what is going on. Now, if y'all don't know, Travis runs T&L Solutions. Let me rephrase that. Lois runs T&L Solutions.
That's right.
Shout out to Ms. Lois. She's amazing.
That's right.
And so, Travis, if folks want to get a hold of you,
yeah,
best way to do so.
Travis at tlsolutions.us. Shoot me an email if you're struggling, if you just don't know how to fit in, you'd like to get a piece of the pie. You know, this is a big old pie. I mean,
lots
you can
pies.
Get a piece of that.
Yeah.
And just shoot me a text. Better yet, come to our Port Arthur meetings. Come to our Beaumont. We have 5 meetings every month.
Guys.
Baton Rouge, Lake Charles, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Greater Houston, All we talk about is projects. Mm-hmm. Come sit in on one of them. Everybody gets to come one time for free.
Absolutely.
We're not going to ask you for a stinking dime. You just come sit there. But if you don't bring a notebook, shame on you. Because
exactly.
We have got a ton of stuff to talk about. Just like a while ago, sitting in that chair, a guy called me. I got a building, 65,000 square feet. One of our LNG plants is looking for storage. So I sent him a text before I sat down here.
Yep.
You know, dollar a square foot for 65,000 square feet. How much is that in a month?
That's quite a bit.
A dollar a square foot.
That's quite a bit, folks.
Just tons of stuff outside the box, outside the plant. You know, you really need to get a piece of this pie.
Fantastic. Guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us on Small Business Friday. Elton, take us out of here. Where are we heading next, my friend?
We've talked so many numbers. I'm still trying to add one and one. You know what? Travis says 0.5% of 1 million.
Two eggs, half a cup of oil, mix it well.
That's right.
Brownies come out. It's a batch. We're going to change the narrative, folks. We're not going to say piece of pie anymore. We're going to say a piece of the batch of brownies.
That's right.
You got to hang out with us. We're going to do cool stuff. Matt's taking us somewhere. Bonnie's somewhere around here creeping around. We love Bonnie. So we're out of here, right?
Yep. That's it.
Thanks a lot,
Good
Chad.
Time,
you bet.
Man.
Thank you.
From the star of the show, the yo-yo champion of Louisiana 8th grade, Travis Woods. I'm Joe the Brownie Guy. Hanging out with you guys on Small Business Friday. We'll be right back.
And remember, two can live as cheap as one if one don't eat and the other goes naked.
I'm eating,
thanks,
bro.
Everybody.
Just saying. I'm eating. Sorry. Bye, guys.
B-Max Minute would like to thank our sponsors. Darcy Peel of Coldwell Banker Southern Homes, a multi-million dollar producer ranking in the top 5% realtors in the nation. Contact Darcy at 409-767-1576 for all your real estate needs. Plumbing Solutions has a reputation for high quality plumbing and backflow services with excellent customer service as top priority. Residential, commercial, industrial, and marine services. Go to plumbing.solutions to ensure all your plumbing projects are top priority. Get pre-approved for your home purchase or refinance loan with Amber Sawyer, loan originator with Highlands Residential Mortgage. Call 409-512-4058 today.
Hey guys, I am at San Jacinto Community College again, and now today we are with Thomas Young, president and owner of Vendit Incorporated. And Thomas, thank you so much for being with us today. What is it that you do at Vendit Inc.?
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate your time being here. We do custom metal bending and fabrication. We service petrochemical oil field. We've been things like channels, I-beams, flat bars, angles. We also do heating and cooling coils. We fabricate coils this size and smaller, up to 6-inch pipe. We do stuff like that.
Wow, that is very interesting. And then who are your clients? Who uses these types of
Anyone that goes into the chemical plant to repair, rebuild, or fix anything in the plant, that's who we work for.
Awesome, yeah. Very good.
For over 32 years, Bendit Inc. has been providing high-quality precision metal bending services to petrochemical, oil field, industrial, and commercial clients. Precision pipe coiling, 3D and 5D pipe bending, structural metal bending, experts in hot and cold bending processes. When you need custom metal bending, send it to Bendit. Find them online at BenditInc.com or call 713-991-0745 or email sales@BenditInc.com.
And so, Tom, what could we as the viewers do to help get your name out there more, to help bring you clients? What can we listen for? Who can we talk to? How can we help you build your business up even more?
Well, inside the chemical plant, there's always something that goes wrong. They're either going to rebuild it, replace it, fix it. So that's where we come in.
Okay.
You know, if they need something in a hurry, that's what we do. You need it tomorrow, we have it. What I tell people is they call me and say, we wanted it yesterday. I said, we were open yesterday.
That's great. I love that. Very good. Well, thank you again for being here. Our viewers, let's do what we can to help Tom and Bendit Inc. just grow and grow and grow. That's what we do with Small Business Friday. We thank you so much again. And now this has been your BMAX Minute. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. Bye.
Texas Realtors, free up your valuable time with Texas Agent Advantage. From the showing to the closing, every step will be handled for you, completed professionally and on time. Learn more at TexasAgentAdvantage.com. Follow Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook. Now offering event rental space in downtown Silsbee. Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook. Would you like to be a guest on the BMAX Minute or BMAX Minute Plus segment of the Small Business Friday program? BMAX Inc. production clients receive a complimentary spot on both segments, or you may sponsor one or the other and receive your guest appearance. Sponsorships are very affordable as we grow our audience. Lock in the low tier rates now before we have a rate increase when we hit 5 million viewers and listeners, which is fast approaching. Would your business benefit from being in front of that many people? Hurry, text or call Bonnie at 409-313-2514 or email to bonnie@bmaxinc.com.
Bro, Bonnie's bringing the heat.
Every single time.
Good times, Bonnie. We love the BMAX moment. Minute, moment.
One of these days, Bonnie, he's going to get it right. One of these days.
Class?
Something. Any interval of time you can think of.
Yeah, just any kind of stuff. Matt, bro, you got to bring it.
Hey, we need to find another challenge for Matt. We've already talked to him about the $500 challenge going.
So he went going through the Dream Center. Yep. We're going to go produce and give that check away in the next couple of weeks, whenever we get it all scheduled. Yep. Super excited. Bro, let's get... What are we doing? Are we spooning it?
He's slacking on the spoon video, isn't he? He said he did it, but I've not seen video, Chuck.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next Small Business Friday... We're going to have Matthew actually produce the proof.
Guys, send us a note what you want to see Matt to do.
I like it.
What do you think? We let the people talk.
I like it.
Let's give it to the people.
All right, here's Matthew.
So you think you know Southeast Texas. This bridge, that land, this city, this building. Where? What is it? See if you know Southeast Texas like we do in the DroneWorks Guest Aerial Contest. Every week, watch on Facebook for the aerial photo we post and be the first to answer the question right, and you'll win a 5 to 10 second slot on the show. Who doesn't want free advertising? This week's winner is Consolidated Containment, the solution for spill prevention. Manufacturing high quality spill containment right here in Southeast Texas, a fraction of the weight of normal berms and at a price point that will fit your budget. Check them out at Consolidated Containment. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the DroneWorks Property Spotlight.
Hello, Small Business Friday. I'm Matthew here with the famous Christy Miranda, and we are in Orange, Texas at the Orange Stationer, and I'm going to let Christy tell you a little bit about herself and the place that we're visiting today.
Well, I'm so excited to be on the podcast today. Super pumped about it. So my name's Christy, and I do the social media for the Orange Stationer, and where we're actually standing is the office downtown. I can't wait to show you all around.
All right. So we've got a huge office space here, and we're going to show you shots of the different things that are available here. So why don't you tell the viewers what all is going on here?
So right now we are here at the Orange Stationer and the office downtown. Both of these businesses are right here together, which works so well for you. I'm gonna tell you about it. We're standing in the space right now that is you can lease or rent these workspaces by the hour, by the day, by the week. It's a perfect place for an upstart, a side hustle, maybe like a creative photographer. You don't wanna have meetings at your kitchen table. And you don't have to, but you don't have to go downtown and rent some expensive brick and mortar. You can come right here to the office in downtown Orange and rent a cubicle space. You can have, we're going to show you this beautiful meeting area. And then we also have offices and a state-of-the-art conference room that you're not going to find anywhere else in the Golden Triangle.
And that conference room is just amazing. There's so many different configurations in there. You can have a classroom setting. You can have a normal conference room setting. There's monitors. You just plug in a dongle to your computer and it goes straight to the screen. And there's already some excellent tenants in here. Shout out to JCK with Exit Realty. We've got her satellite office in here as well. So you guys come check this place out. Why don't you tell them how to get a hold of the Orange Stationer in the office?
Well, it's really easy. Well, you know, we have a great Facebook page, an Instagram page, but if you want to see the rates and even schedule right online, you can go to theofficedowntown.com for everything right here that we're going to show you today, and you can schedule lease, get pricing, and contact the office here as well.
So yeah, there you have it. And this place has been used by everything from small businesses up to big corporations looking for a quiet place with good Wi-Fi to get their work done, like it says. So
hey, Paul, who's the owner of the Orange Stationer and the office downtown, he just walked by. Paul, come over here and talk to us. So I only do your social media, but you run this place. Will you tell us just a little bit about it?
Well, we were trying to come up with some ways that we could utilize the space, and I'm familiar with some companies that have done this in the past. I traveled before for business and found that, you know, a coffee shop or a hamburger place to try to get stuff done is not the right place. Since we're a furniture seller, we had the availability, it worked out for us. We have some good things happening in Orange. We wanted to give everybody a place to get work done.
What I love is that it's the office downtown. How do you say it? You say it better. The place to get, it's where you come to get work done. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Where you come to get work done. And it's so true. It's got a million different opportunities and different settings. And we're going to show you guys around right now. So one of the coolest things about the office downtown is this area right here. There's a little fridge. There's a microwave that you can use whenever you are here renting any of our spaces, even day use. We've got, we're stocked with water. We've got the Keurig. Listen, you can go to Tia Juanita's, you know, and then bring your leftovers in, throw them in the microwave, and have it right here for lunch. So we've made everything very convenient for you here in this office space. It's perfect. So this is the state-of-the-art conference room, and you're not gonna find anything like this, not like this room, anywhere else in the Golden Triangle. This room has been configured with there's a camera in here, so it will follow the speaker or the presenter all around the room. You can do Zoom calls, you can do trainings in here, and you don't have to worry about, like, I'm not real good at technology, so stuff gets me frustrated really quick. And when I come in here, all I have to do, it's just this simple little device right here. It plugs into your personal computer and you push a button. Push a button! And there is my laptop. There is my presentation. I can use my slide deck. I can show videos. I can do anything like that. The Zoom call can be up there. This is the best conference room, and it's beautiful, aesthetically pleasing, and you can set it up in a bunch of different configurations.
All right, guys, so there you have it. The office downtown is an excellent place to get your business going, or if you already got your business going, come get work done. I'm here with Paul and Christy, and in a couple weeks, we'll come show you all the awesome inventory they have in the stationer side, in the warehouse, in the showroom. So you guys have a great week, and until next time on Small Business Friday.
Hi, guys. I'm Elton Hollis, hanging out on Small Business. Hey, we switched sides. Why? We have the logo going on with Holtec. Guys, if you need a safety class, call the guy.
I can fix you up.
Yes. Do not get caught by OSHA. Not my OSHA. The OSHA.
Yeah. And none of those boring safety classes that put you to sleep, man.
No. Vodka shots and brownies the whole way around.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, that's my safety class. I get more on my safety class than you get.
You probably would.
Hey, guys, so hey, we love you guys, and we have been asked often, roadshow.
Yeah.
When are you guys coming? And we're like, well, I don't know. So we asked the star of the show to put together a date that we can go see the people.
So here's what we're going to do.
I'm getting fitted for my bikini.
That's a scary thought. And a coat to go over the top of it. But man, here's the deal. The response to the first roadshow was amazing.
It was.
Interviewed a few companies, talked to some amazing folks, and the people just really enjoyed the piece of it. So here's what we're doing. We are loaded up with some people. So we're going to do the roadshow about every 6 to 7 weeks. So every month and a half, we're going to do a roadshow. Here's the deal. If you want to be a part of the roadshow, shoot us a message on Facebook here.
Yep.
Tell us, hey, look, we'd love for you to go. Now, no rules to this. Are you a one-man shop? Are you...
doesn't matter.
running a bakery, you got a couple folks, loaded tea, car wash, it don't matter. Any type of business, any size of business, if you want some free advertisement out there, just let us know. That's what it's about, is getting out there and helping the
folks. We have just got tripled the amount of customers that one of our folks that we stopped in. They're like, we can't keep inventory. We can't do blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's been very, very good. And we want to make sure.
Siri does not understand exactly what you're saying.
Siri, we're going on a road show. Elton's going to drive. I'm going to drink. I'm going to hang out in the side of the truck. I'm not going to hang out the side of the truck. Anyway, I'm going to take over this. I'm just making a big old mess.
Y'all hit us up. Free advertisement. Small business. We'll do whatever you can to get your name out there. Y'all shoot us a message on Facebook Messenger. We'll get you taken care of.
First come, first serve, folks. We can't get to everybody, but you put us down, we'll come see you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. That's been your Small Business Friday podcast. And remember, for all your aerial photography and videography needs, contact Droneworks at 409-781-5521. Check out Small Business Friday on Facebook at Small Business Friday Program. Small Business Friday is brought to you by The Nutrition Spot, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Colwell Bankers, Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.